This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. It says there, "Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you.' But Lord," Gideon replied, "'how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family.' The Lord said to him, 'I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man.'" End of quote. Napoleon Bonaparte said this, "Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength." End of quote. God gave a unique and very challenging task to Gideon, and he promised his presence and power with him. Whenever God gives you a job or assignment, he would provide the divine empowerment to do it. God said to Gideon, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." However, Gideon knew that he did not have the required power in himself. Therefore, he replied to the Lord that his family is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and he is the least in his entire family. Have you felt like Gideon when God gave you a task in his sovereign plan? I did. Not one time, but many times in my life. Who am I to do that task? Where is the power? Do I have the strength or ability? My dearly beloved, maybe you are too young, or perhaps you think you are too old. Alternatively, you may think you do not have the needed skills or ability. You may also think you do not have the resources. The Lord said to Gideon, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." Beloved, the Lord promises he will be with you when he gives a task for you to do. Whatever he asked you to do, you will do it successfully because he is with you and he will empower you. Ephesians 3:16 says, "God in his great glory gives you the power to be strong inwardly through his Holy Spirit." What is the power and glory of God? You see, he promises he gives you the ability out of his glory so that you would be strong inside through his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit living inside you is the source of your divine potential. God empowers you through his Spirit for your divinely appointed task. Beloved, I do not know what task God calls you now. It may be a hard task. It may be a task you may not prefer to do in your own preference. But I know one thing for sure. You can be assured of God's power if he gave you that task. Bible says what Lord said to Zerubbabel to encourage him to complete the rebuilding of the temple in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. He said, "Not by might, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." End of quote. The one who empowered Gideon, Zerubbabel, and thousands of others down through the history would divinely enable you with his spirit. You would do it not by your might or power, but by the power of his Holy Spirit. Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness." End of quote. 2 Corinthians 12:9. You see, your weakness makes a perfect occasion to display God's power. The real strength is going on with the assigned task, even when you do not have the power inside, but leaning on the one who gave you the empowerment through his Spirit. The Lord who gave you the mission would give you the grace and strength to accomplish it. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe there is nothing impossible for you. I know my salvation was impossible. Forgiveness of my sins was impossible. However, my Father in heaven, you made it possible by the death and burial of your Son and my Savior Jesus Christ. He died and rose again for all of my sins. I believe Jesus paid with His divine and sinless blood all of my sins. I invite Him as my Savior and Lord today. Lord, help me today to face and do the task You gave to me in Your sovereign will. I do not have the strength in myself. You know, Lord, how weak I am. However, I lean on Your Holy Spirit who empowers me. Lord, help me, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.